I think now we have a new king of the world. Under the heading, How Can I Keep Us Together? It says here, I have been with, this is from this week's Woman. If you don't believe me, spend 48 pence on this week's Woman, not Woman's Own, Woman, and there it is. It's the last letter on the Dear Sue page, which is up at the end. How can I keep us together? I have been with my boyfriend for 6 years, and I love him very much. But the past couple of years haven't been too good. He has stopped sleeping with me. Last year I asked him why, and he wrote a list of things that he wants me to put right with myself. Here we go. Among these are, I've got to keep my body in trim, I've got to find a permanent job, and I must buy him some long-awaited LPs that he's seen in far-flung shops. Top man! Top man! So he said, okay, I'll start sleeping with you again, but you've got to lose weight. You've got to go and get yourself a job, and go to Folkestone and buy me them LPs I want. And she's bought it! And the answer says, I'm sorry to sound harsh, but this is one of the worst cases of being a doormat I've ever heard. That's the answer. Let me read this here again. I've got to keep my body in trim, I've got to find a permanent job, and I've got to buy him some long-awaited LPs I've been promising to get him in far-flung shops. He wrote this down on a list. I mean, it's Bill Murray. She goes out with Bill Murray, doesn't she? Okay, I'll sleep with you again. But you've got to start looking good. Get out there and find a job. It's the middle of a recession. And you know those albums I've been wanting? There's one in Folkestone, there's another one in Aberdeen. Yeah, you got to go and get them for me.
Okay.
I don't know. This is in Woman. This would go and buy me these LPs I want, and I'll sleep with you again. Is it there?
It's most appalling. But the worst thing is, you can imagine the way you go. You know, she says, you know, what do I have to do to sleep again? Okay, you got to lose weight. Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, and go get. Yeah, I'll do that. Go get those LPs.
And you see that hangnail down there? I mean, could you get some clippers and take that off? I mean, I don't know. It just says here he sounds like a pompous, demanding oaf. If you give him to him now, it'll ruin it for the rest of your life. I'd smash his precious record collection over his head, says the answer. I don't know. I think the genius is at work here, subverting the whole column. Who's there? Carol, where are you, Carol?
Hello, I'm in Dorset.
Carol, did you hear that? If a man gives you a letter saying the only reason he'll sleep with you again, if you go and buy him a load of old TV,
I'd show him the door.
I think the answer here. It's the worst case of doormat I've ever heard. It's a Woman this week. In between. It says, I've got to buy some long-awaited LPs from far-flung shops.
It's like extraordinary.
It's like he's sitting atop a mountain in Kathmandu. And you must travel to the farthest-flung shops and bring back evidence that you visited them. Only then will you find a way to the better orgasm.
David Koresh.